something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Priesthood and Sacrifice.
Hallelujah. Parents, many of you here are parents. Your children are growing up and you're beginning to learn to say the wrong thing by saying, well, you know, we let our children choose whatever they want to be. We don't force anything on our children, whatever they want to be. You're wrong. You're wrong. That's for the carnal parents. That's for the worldly parents. That's the one who doesn't know God. Your responsibility as a parent is to find out from God the life your son or daughter should live. You should know from God. The men and women in the Bible that were praised for walking in God and in righteousness, the Bible shows us they got the plan from God about their sons or daughters. God told them. Then say, well, you know, they're growing up, we just let them choose what they want to be, and we don't want to tell them whatever they're interested in. You're going to soon find a child who says, I love sleeping. That's what I love. I love sleeping. Then you come back and say, well, out of my 10 children, there's one Judas Iscariot. Who gave you Judas Iscariot among your children? Nobody. You did. Because you said they could choose whatever they wanted. No, they can't choose what they want. You got to know from God what they ought to do. Of course, they have their own mind. But the Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go, not in the way you want him to go, not in the way he wants to go, in the way he should go. How can you tell the way he should go? Only God. That's why you need to know from God. But if you're not living in Christ, if you're not following the word of God, if you're not living in the word of God, how can you know the will of God? For yourself or for someone else. You can't know. So father, mother, children, all walking in darkness. See that? It says, train up a child in the way he should go. When he's old, he will not depart from it. If he has departed from it, chances are you didn't train him right. Because the word of God says, if you train up a child in the way he should go, when he is old, he will not depart from it. He'll be in that part. He can't think another way but the way that you raised him up. Praise God. All right. So, grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Okay. Turn to 1 Peter chapter 2. Read verse 5. Did you see that? Ye also as lively stones, now that's translated living stones, are built up a spiritual house, an holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You're built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood. And your responsibility, he says, is to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Look at verse 9. Same book, same chapter. Read it out for me. Ye are a chosen generation. A what? A royal priesthood. Priesthood. Now, he goes on to let us know we got a responsibility that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Now, you read that verse in the Amplified Version. Oh, boy, you'd love it. We'll come to that some other time. But here, he says that we are a kingdom of priests. Royal priests. That's what we are. That's what we are. Priesthood. A born-again child of God has been called into priesthood. Now, here is responsibility. Look at the book of Revelation. Revelation. You can see in chapter 5, verse 10. Read it, one, two, go. He's made us what? Kings and what? Priests. So we're kings and priests. That's the meaning of royal priesthood. It means a kingdom of priests. That we are royalty. But we do have responsibilities. And we noticed what he said in verse 5, 1 Peter chapter 2, we read it earlier. It says, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Okay, turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 5. Have you seen it? All right, read verse 1. So, they've got a responsibility. Is that right? All right, look at Hebrews chapter 8. Read verse 3. Okay, now every high priest is ordained to offer what? Gifts and sacrifices. Then, if you study from chapter 5 to chapter 8 and read it in context, you'd see he's making a case for Jesus Christ. He's making a case for Jesus Christ. He's trying to establish to his audience the fact that Jesus Christ has become the high priest and that he came in the order of Melchizedek and not in the order of Levi or Aaron. Okay? And so he lets us know that since Jesus Christ is a high priest, he's already concluded his case. So he comes in to say, now, every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. And if Jesus Christ is also a high priest, then he's got something to offer also. Praise God. Okay. And we have been raised in his order. In his order of priesthood. Hallelujah. Now, in the Old Testament, Paul was making this comparison. In the Old Testament, the high priest went into the most holy place once every year on behalf of the nation. And he offered blood sacrifices for himself and for the nation once every year. But then Paul explained in these chapters that Jesus Christ didn't need to do it once every year. He did it once for everybody, and not with the blood of bulls or goats, but with his own blood. He went into the heavenly holy place and offered that blood for us, and doesn't need to do it again. Hallelujah. But then, when the high priest went into the most holy place to offer sacrifices, the priests functioned daily in the holy place and in the outer court. They functioned daily. They offered gifts and sacrifices daily. The high priest ministered along with them daily. And if we are priests, then we have responsibilities every day. And we are told that our sacrifices are spiritual. They are spiritual. There's a reason they're spiritual. Now, the priests of the Old Testament offered animals and other gifts. People brought all kinds of things. And they offered these things to God as sacrifices every day. Can you imagine the number of animals that had to die continually?
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. For inquiries, or to share your testimonies, kindly call us at +234-812-851-9834 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. Thank you and God bless you.